Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
K through 12 teachers, school staff, given the opportunity to be armed. That's what's happening in Tennessee. State lawmakers there passed a bill yesterday allowing K through 12 teachers and school staff to be armed. If they're interested in doing that, they have their certain conditions and all sorts of things required. But it's an interesting prospect, and you wonder what that could lead to in other states around the country. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with The Morning Take. Good morning, Blois. I think you can foresee some issues with something like this, someone mistakenly getting shot. But it's an interesting idea that you know that some will be for throughout the country.
Yeah, good morning, Vanita. It's an issue that has been brought up here. It's been brought up during debates about school safety. It's been brought up as amendments, might even been introduced as a bill. The current makeup of the legislature means there's no way it would happen right now. But I think it is one of those issues that people will talk about. They may, you know, kind of rally around. And every time there's a horrific tragedy like a school shooting, somebody's going to say, well, if one of the teachers would have had a gun, maybe, you know, fewer deaths would have happened. So, you know, it's one of those what if moments that you kind of think of and say, well, and then you look at the political reality of today and you say, probably not going to happen in Minnesota today. So not a lot to think about right now.
Certainly. This issue with Democratic State Senator Nicole Mitchell, where are we at with this as far as if she's going to come back to the legislature? And this could be very, very serious when it comes to votes because of that one vote margin that the DFL has control of the Senate.
All indications are that she's planning to return to the legislature even as soon as today. I think it creates a certain circus. But because of the one seat majority, as I write in the Morning Take today, power wins over principle in modern politics. And that's just the way it is. And so you think about George Santos, you think about various other politicians who've gotten deep trouble. They hold on. They hold on as long as they can. And I think that's what they will do with Mitchell for the next 4 or 5 weeks. One interesting side note is that the Senate was scheduled to debate remote voting today, that you had to be, they were going to change the rules so that you had to be ill or in military service to remote vote in the Senate post-COVID. And so it'll be interesting to see if that's still on the agenda because it will bring up all kinds of debate. Republicans are going to obviously stay focused on this issue. They're going to continue to call for her resignation, as Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson did yesterday. And I don't think it's outside the bounds of thinking that she does resign. But with 4 weeks left in the session, Democrats are going to need her vote, and they're going to endure all the scrutiny just to do that. I think keep your eyes on Speaker Melissa Hortman. She's the veteran of the legislative maneuvering. She's also wanted to get out of the legislative session earlier this year just because her members are up for re-election only in the House. The Senate is not up. And so I think the leadership will come from the House.
Mayor Fry has a plan for the formerly burned out third precinct location for the police, but the city council said, nah, we're not going to do it.
Once again, the Minneapolis City Council doesn't seem to make progress on many things that are important to certain people. And I think the city will continue to wonder where its future is if this is the political dynamics. And for Mayor Fry, he's got to learn to count votes and try to figure out where his priorities are. But, I think in general, people are on the side of the mayor on this one. They want to redevelop the third precinct.
Anything else we should be on the lookout for?
No, we're just going to watch to see what kind of circus if Senator Mitchell shows up today and what kind of distraction it is, because as much as we don't like to cover personal issues, this really does change the political dynamics of the entire state. And so we got to watch what's happening.
It'll have a huge impact. And what have you got coming up for Sunday? Oh, wait, it's Wednesday.
Oh, sorry. It's Wednesday, Vanita.
Here I'm just
but one, that's okay. One thing we are watching is there's, Republican races for Congress that are pretty competitive. Michelle Fischbach has a challenger. The second district race for the Republican nomination is a challenge. So they have inter-party fights that are pretty heated right now. So we are watching those.
Okay, good deal. Thanks so much, Blaise. Have a good day.
See you, Vanita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.